All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Black Hearts Club Radio. This is Chrissy checking in, and today I'm here with Biggs.
You.
What's up, Biggs? How you feeling?
Good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. So, what's been going on? I know you just got back from your trip in Atlanta. How was the trip?
Man, it was eventful. We hit a couple studios. Shout out to B. He definitely put that thing together. He showed love with that, with the whole project.
Yeah, what'd you go down there for?
All right, so it was for the Escaping Poverty Project.
Okay.
He put together like this project with a whole bunch of artists and producers, and it ended up hitting number 12 on iTunes chart. So
word.
We ended up charting, so we went down there to celebrate for that.
Word, all right. And I know you have, is that your artist or is that just a friend, Sunji, that was down there?
Oh, Sunji?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my boy, man. That's my brother, but that's my artist for sure.
Okay.
Like, I manage him or whatever, but he's going crazy right now.
Word.
Like, he got a song called Slide.
Yeah, that's Slide.
It's on 103 right now.
And that shit goes hard. I fuck with that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no question. So, did anything noteworthy happened while y'all was in Atlanta? Did y'all see anything that was extra dope? Or
yeah, we locked in with Big Scar.
Okay.
From 1017. So okay. We was in the studio with him at Street Is That.
Word.
That was super
How was
dope.
That?
It was dope. We was in there making beats and recording the shit. Sunji and Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
They locked in some records and shit. And Lil, he produced some. I produced some beat, man. Produced some. They shot a music video on there.
Damn.
Yeah, the
DJ. Y'all went out there and went crazy. No?
Yeah, for sure. And then we went to Travis Porter's studio after that.
Oh, wow. Seriously?
Yeah, right after that shit, that shit was crazy.
Man, Travis Porter, they some legends.
I didn't know they was as big as they was.
And hell so like, yeah.
They really, like, I locked in with them, but they was cool people, though. It was cool as a motherfucker.
Word. Travis Porter, it was a point in time when you couldn't step in a party without hearing Travis Porter.
And then anytime we go to Atlanta, we locked in with them, so they were like, yo, just pull up.
That's dope. Yeah. That's real dope.
Hell yeah, I love Atlanta, man. It's dope.
Word, same.
you just plug in, like.
I feel like it's a lot easier to like maneuver when you're creative. It's a lot easier to maneuver in a place like Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
because everybody does something. Mm-hmm. So it's like everybody's kind of trying to help each other out. You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly, and it's like. It's just like, it's so many lanes. Like, people just get creative. They turn nothing into something. Like,
right.
They just make some shit up. And all you do is develop it, and it's going to be so dope. You feel me?
That's facts. So, talk to us a little bit about what you do with Prime Records. Like, what is that? Is that like a label or that's.
Prime Records is our record label, me and my partner Hayes Banks.
Okay.
We've been established for about 5 or 6 years now. And we have a recording studio, DNA recording studio, that's underneath of the whole Prime Records, you know, brand.
Okay.
Shout out to Mr. Darren, man. That's my mentor. He's the one who got us all started, man. Like,
right.
He just gave me a hub to build.
Does he do something too? Like, or he's just a guy,
like,
is he creative also?
Like, man, he don't do no music. He created when it comes to getting money.
Oh, word.
He made money in the real estate and all that. Big boy shit, you feel me?
Oh, so, yeah, so he making money.
Yeah, water restoration, and, you know.
Word.
Him and my dad, they cool. They do. They create it when it comes to money.
Okay.
They figure it out.
So, it's a label. So, who are the artists that's on the label currently?
Right now, we have Jace.
Okay.
Hayes, of course, we've been pushing her. And, right now, that's it. We're looking for artists actually to sign. Now I manage a lot of artists, about 20, 23 artists. But,
damn.
Yeah, but.
How do you keep track of all that?
That's all those spreadsheets.
Damn. Because one artist is a lot. I mean, I managed the artists before. One artist is a lot.
Yeah.
But you say you got 23.
Yeah.
So how does that work? Like, did you just scout them out or did they come to you?
Well, yeah, no, both.
Because
I got this girl named Carmen that I'm excited about. Like, she's fire.
Okay.
You know Ryan Luke is fire. You ever heard of Ryan Luke?
Yeah.
Fire? Breeze Barker.
Yeah.
You know him. He's fire. Like, we got some shit that's about to drop. Man, it's a lot, man. It's a lot of people on the squad.
Word, so y'all deep. So, well, we'll get into that later. So, now you got a venue as well.
Yeah.
So, when did that become a thing? Because I know first y'all was at another location.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was in Virginia Beach.
Mm-hmm. Y'all Independence.
Right. So, when did y'all decide to start using the space as a venue? And
well, once we got here and, like, Mr. Darren pushed us to do it as quick as we did. And then we were fortunate to have some interns that was in. Rome was one of them. And he was just good with the parties, man. He was good at putting people together and throwing it. So, you know, it just kind of came together like that. And we was like, oh, all right, this is kind of cool. So we started developing the space a little more to cater to events and stuff like that.
Yeah, because it does look dope in there.
It's been about 2 years to answer your question, though. It's been about 2 years.
Facts. So are you, so the people can know, if they want to book your venue, they can just hit you up straight, or?
Hit up at Hayes Banks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all hear that? At Hayes Banks for the venue. It's a nice space.
Now, if they want the warehouse for, like, a video shoot, they can go to prime-records.com and they can book up there.
Okay. Word. So, with you doing music, how did you get into doing music initially?
I got into music when I first moved to Virginia from Baltimore.
Okay.
Or Baltimore, that's what we, how we really say it. But I was probably about 13, 14, and I was in band, and I had went to art school, and then when I moved down here, I ended up meeting some guys in, you know, at Salem. I went to Salem High School.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I was right across the street when Pusha T and them was all out, Bridal Creek and all that shit. I lived directly across the street during that whole period.
Wow.
They come up and shit, so it was, like, different. So just, you know, linking up with my boy Keith and my cousin or whatever, you know, we started a little group, and then from there, I just got hit with the bug. Like, I wanted to be a producer. And then, like, listening to Kanye. Kanye really inspired me.
I forget Kanye too, also. Do you like old Kanye or new Kanye or both?
I just love Kanye, man. He's a good source of inspiration.
I agree with you. I think he is. I think people are really critical of him. But also, I think that when you start reaching certain spots, people are going to be critical.
I mean, you put yourself out there to be that. That's what you want. You know what's coming to you.
What do you mean?
Good and bad. It's both going to come your way. It's just whatever you decide to reflect upon. That'll be your mirror. You feel me?
Word. So who's some of your other, like, influences as far as what you're doing with music?
Really, just my team, for real. And, like, everybody that I work with day to day.
Word.
Everybody that I work with music-wise. Like, that's what keep me going. If I ain't had them, then I would still make music, but I probably would do, like, classical music or something, write some scores or something.
Really?
Yeah, it wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't be in the business of it.
Wow, okay. So you can, like, read music and all that?
A little bit. I know I could play, but, like, sheet music, I'm a little rusty with it.
Word. I mean, well, that's a good skill to have. I didn't know that. That's pretty fire. What instruments did you play?
Well, in school, I was playing percussion, like, all of the whole percussion line, but now I play piano, I play a little guitar, just everything, for real, flute a little bit.
And you're self-taught?
Yeah.
That's fire. So, I know some of the people that you have, like, worked with and everything, because I put together that project for, you know, the EPK.
Yeah.
But who are some of the people that you have worked with that when you were working with them, you just like, damn, like, this is really happening type shit?
Earth Gang was my first. Not my first experience with it, but I just knew. I was just like, yo, these niggas is hard. They'll come to the studio with, like, spoons and forks and plates, and we'll make beats and music out of that, and then build on those tracks, and then they'll write them, take them home, write them, and come back and record. Like, the process was just crazy, and then they took their time with it, so definitely Earth Gang. Lil Boosie was fun too. He was a real.
How was that? Yeah, how was that?
He came in there like just turned up. Like he came in. But look, I'm gonna tell you, they was counting the money out. $12,000. They paid him $12,000, right? My boy Ski. So as soon as that last dollar dropped, I swear Boosie walked through the door.
What?
And the party started. He had girls with him, blunts. Just going crazy, and Boosie clothes was like perfectly tailored. I went out and got a tailor the next day. Like, I was like, that's crazy. I ain't never
seen
him.
Isn't he like short though? Like, is he short?
Yeah, he's like a little action figure. He looked, like, and he had just got that Bible chain and all of that shit. So he came in the studio with them big ass chains. Like, he looked like how he looked on TV. Act like it and everything.
Yo, that's funny. So he was in there being ignorant.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
Like, yeah, that bitch hard. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Anybody else?
Let me think. Yeah, I'm drawing. Of course, Crazo. Like, that. He came to me with Get Dumb. That was the first record we ever did together.
You did that?
Yeah, the one that went into the clubs.
And right.
That started being popular.
Wow.
That was the first track I ever recorded for Crazo. And that's why, and then from there I became his engineer.
Damn.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty major.
Timbaland showed Khaled Get Dumb, and Khaled was going crazy over the phone listening to Get Dumb.
Seriously?
Yeah. That's how I got to Team Timbo, because of Crazo. That's why I'm with Timbaland, like, in the part of Team Timbo, all that.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So how was that, working with Tim?
That shit was fun. It was like being a fly on the wall.
Mm.
And they called me, like, the first night they even called me was when Diddy came down here, and he was working on a project. And then they was like, they wanted me to engineer. But I was just like, all right, how much y'all paying? And they just was mad. They was fussing me out and everything.
Why were they mad?
Because they felt like I should have did it for free.
Oh. Because of who,
like,
they were.
Yeah, I told them, I said, I understand the opportunity, but I know my work. And then, so I moved forward, and a week later, I linked up with Larry Live, and then that's how, and then Crazo vouched for me, and then that's how I got in there. And then from there, it was cool.
Word.
Yeah, everybody respected after the fact, you know what I mean? Because they really understand, and then they understand, like, it's a genuine person behind that situation.
A lot of people would have took that, probably.
Yeah. We not doing that. Not.
Wow, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So, with all of that, like, what is your opinion on the scene in, like, Virginia? Do you feel like Virginia could be one of those spots, like Atlanta or LA or New York, where people can look at and be like, this is where I want to go to become something?
It's not a metropolitan area, so I don't think it will be like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we do have the potential to have the biggest wave of all time. But that's just we just got to think past that, past the boundaries that we got in front of us. If you go to Atlanta, them niggas is hustling in New York. That's
that
the only
is
thing
true.
That separates us.
That
here,
is true.
Motherfuckers be scared to think too big, so I'm going to think big for them.
You think so?
I mean, I'm not saying everybody, but...
No, I definitely... Yes. I understand what you're saying,
Because they don't... It's because they don't see it, though. Like, nobody really sees a Lamborghini here too often. If you do, everybody know who it is in the town who's doing that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
So you think we don't have enough people here who have pushed past, you know, just that normal way of living? In order for it to become a place where people can come to push past a normal way of living.
I'm just going to say it's happening at the most perfect rate. And
you think
to get
so?
To the right place on this time. We're just not there yet, that's all.
Do you think that we have, like, some of the forefronters of that wave of people who were going to put Virginia onto the forefront?
Of course.
Who do you think some of those people are?
Your guess is as good as mine. When it's time, it's time. Just everybody got to be prepared to follow suit. Mm. That's it. Because it's going to happen. Like, just like the year 2013 with Crazo, like, okay. And Earth Gang, all of them, they blew up that year. I already knew they was going to do that year. This year, it's going to be a whole nother wave of new artists that's going to be popular and come out this year. So you just got to, everybody's got to work. But only time is going to tell that. I can't predict that. Just like if I listen to a song now, 10 years later, I might love that song. Only time can predict certain things.
But you don't think it's some people that's like putting in work right now that you're like, oh yeah, this person is going to blow, or this person is going to blow? Or...
Yeah, but your work ethic don't make you blow.
True.
The people decide that.
That's good. That's true.
Yeah, that's why I said time will tell. After that, you can find out the results from the people after they talk. You just gotta listen.
So, do you think that, like, going viral is the best way? Or do you think that, like, a slow come-up is the best way?
Well, of course the slow come-up. And that's because you'll understand how to deal with things a lot better. Quick come-ups, you always gonna miss something because you got it too fast. Mm. So it's just best to have it when it's time.
Is that, do you think, because going back to what you said about with Crazy on Get Dumb, do you think that his, I guess, movement, do you think that that was kind of like a viral thing, or was it kind of like a slow come up for him?
Slow come up.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. I watched his come up. I was there since Get Dumb. Like, that's when he decided to go hard with this shit, for real. Right before the car crash, he crashed his Lexus or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, when I watched it, same thing with Earth Gang. Like, everybody I watched that's super organic and that just never stopped and collected their fans, and one by one, they win at the end of the day.
Word.
They're going to always have a house to live in. A lot of the ones that I seen just come fast and go and blow and go overnight, they trying to figure out how they going to eat tomorrow. Mm. You feel me? So.
I feel like we seen that.
You gotta think, recorded generations of people. I've been in this industry, in Virginia's industry, 18 years. Mm. So you gotta think, high school is 4 years. 18 divided by four, that's like maybe five or six generations. I record some people's grandkids and great grandkids that I started with them. And now they great granddads and granddads and shit. So, like, yeah, one of my clients is like 65, 70.
And still making music.
Like, one of the oldest clients I got. And the youngest one I got is 13, 12. Okay. So, like...
I think that says a lot about your brand, too, because not a lot of people have that longevity, you know?
Right, people are blessed.
Yeah.
And that's why I bless everybody else.
Yeah.
That's what keep me going. Certainly. That's what I learned from my mentor, like B and Mr. Darren and my dad.
Word.
My grandma, my mom, you know everybody like that.
So, as somebody who has been in the game for that long, like, what is your advice to other artists or, like, producers who are coming up right now?
Perfect the craft and just know your work. And you decide your work. You know, like if I wake up tomorrow and I say I'm worth $1,000 per whatever, then that's what it is. Somebody will buy it. So, like, hey, I know my worth, I know what I bring to the table, and I know what other people can bring to the table when we put stuff together, so, you know. Right. And just find your place in the world, because it's not even about money. Like, knowing your worth could be just bartering something, you know, for the exchange of time. It don't have to be like, give me a dollar, it could be, you know, let me get some studio time, since I do this for you. Y'all go pass out flyers. I used to do that with my young niggas all the time. But look, I give 2 hours, just go pass out these flyers for me.
True.
You feel me? You know, give them something to do.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
So is there anything, like, upcoming that you want to talk about? Anything that's coming out from you or, like, your artist that's going to be... that you want to tell the people about before we wrap it up?
I do want to talk about the VA link up we got February 5th, 6th, and 7th. That's going to be crazy. And you know, just everybody reach out if y'all want to be a part of it. And I also want to, you know, just shout out the studio. Y'all need studio time, prime-records.com. Hit me up, This Is Biggs, if you need beats. And let's lock in.
Word. And where can people find you on social media?
This Is Biggs, T-H-I-S-I-S-B-I-G-G-Z.
Word. Well, we appreciate you stopping in with us. Thank you for coming on the show. Like he said, y'all make sure y'all check out the VA link up. I'm gonna be there. Black Hearts Club's gonna be a part of it. It's gonna be a lot of dope artists, a lot of amazing ways to get connected if you're a creative, so definitely check that out. And y'all, we have dropped merch also too. That is on the website under the shop section, so y'all make sure y'all go check that out on blackheartsclub.com, no A in black. And we will see y'all in the next episode.